Jason Stephens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. He was born 2/22/71, 7/14/23. Oh. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, sore throat. Our patient is a 52-year-old gentleman who comes in today with the above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. Minimal fever, not exposed to COVID, not exposed to strep, period. His COVID immunization is up to date. Medical problems, ADHD, low testosterone. Both of these are taken care of by Dr. Stokes. Dr. Stokes is the one who manages his testosterone level, his CBC, and his PSA on a regular basis. Most recently, he had the Nissen's, N-I-S-S-E-N's procedure, and his reflux doing well, but he's having some constipation issue, and is getting something for constipation on a PRN basis. Surgery, Nissen's procedure, ear tube, social, no smoking, occasional ETOH, allergy, morphine. That's Mr. Yeah. Medical problems, asthma, hypogonadism, anxiety, ADHD, medication, testosterone, and Wellbutrin. Patient is not suicidal, tolerating his medications well. Family history, no change from 10/12/22. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. 163 pounds, down 3 pounds. 99%, 98, 16, 93, 145, over 99. Heart positive, small positive, too long to clear. Abdomen soft, make sure JVD skin shows no rash. Or mucosal metallurgy, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Number 1, otitis media. Number 2, bronchitis. Number 3, rosefenagram. Now, next number is Decadron, 8 milligram. Now, next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is Z-pack. Next number is testosterone replacement per Dr. Stokes. That means blood work, PSA, CBC. Next number, anxiety slash depression. Well-controlled Wellbutrin per Dr. Stokes. Next number is ADHD, not on any medications at this time. Next number is patient is going to call me if he doesn't get any better in the next 3 to 4 days. Next number is somewhere put in there. Maintenance exam is up to date as well. Thank you.